took the tractor up and told me to cultivate the beans for the first time. And I didn't really want to cultivate beans. I wanted to do something. I can't remember what it was. Something. And I was started down there. He started me down the road, got it set, so we rolled up to him. I went down the road, and he went and turned the water. So I went down, and I turned around and come back. I was coming back up, and I thought, if I can't cultivate, I wander off, and I cut out these beans, and he would see it. And he says, you're too little, and he'd make me quit and send me to the house. So he got a little closer, and he was watching me, and so I just kind of drifted over and cut out about 8 or 9 feet of beans on 4 rows. And he come up behind me, and he reached up, and the tractor had a ignition switch button. He came up behind me, and the cultivators fit between in front of under the tractor in front. So he did walk up behind, he reached up, shut off the ignition switch, and the engine died. He took his hand with the other hand, back of my car, and lifted me off the seat, off the back, and he booted me in the behind by the side with the side of his foot. And then he lifted me back up, put me in, and he says, now you cultivate beans and cultivate them right. And then he left. And I thought, good night. I could cut this whole field out while he's gone, couldn't I? But I decided I don't think I wanted to do that. So I cultivated beans the rest of the morning and didn't wander off at all.
He read you like nothing. You weren't too little, were you?
Well, I must have been about 11. Maybe 10 or 11. I know, a hard time reaching the clutch to change gears and so forth. I know he sure lifted me off that seat easy. Just he was unhappy, but he wasn't brutal. He didn't use the point of his shoe or anything.
Wow.
He just whopped me in the bottom with the side of his shoe.